Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, welcome in. Running just a smooch behind, but not too bad. And if you listen to this program on a regular basis, I think we're actually probably ahead of schedule. But
we're doing great.
It is February 12th in the year of our Lord 2025, and that means it is time for In the News. I'm your noted news contributor, sitting in for your noted news man, who is taking a break to the all-American city of Salina, Kansas. Today is Abraham Lincoln's birthday, so happy birthday, Honest Abe. According to some, the greatest president of all time, but
America,
according
yeah!
to the current POTUS, maybe the second greatest president of all time, because our current one is the greatest president. Do you know you got shot? I see what you did.
And also, how was the play, Mrs. Lincoln?
Both of them.
No, he said that, many people, he does, that many people would say.
Allegedly, both of them.
It's not Abe Lincoln. It's our current POTUS.
It's not going to take that at all.
No, not going to touch it. Not going to touch it. Gonna let it go. It's also National Plum Pudding Day for some god unknown reason. Like, of all the days that you could have, like, what is plum pudding?
Yeah, have you had a plum pudding? I have not had a plum pudding.
Well, does anyone eat plums?
Like, why it sounds British.
Why would you eat a plum?
It sounds British.
It does sound British. That does sound like a great British bake-off sort of thing. Plum pudding.
It does seem like something they'd make in Great Britain.
Christmas plum pudding.
Well, of all the pudding, like figgy pudding, are we in that same sort of category?
Yeah.
Just in general, pudding, not great. Like, if you went to a Thanksgiving dinner and they're like, no pie this year, guys. Pudding. Bread pudding, although some bread pudding some people like.
I do love it.
Okay.
But bread pudding's not pudding, though.
I know.
Mind blown
over
here.
And that's why it said pudding.
Plum pudding doesn't contain any plums.
It's
dried fruits, such as raisins, prunes.
Dude, I am so far out on plum pudding, it's ridiculous.
Plum pudding, why is it called plum pudding?
Why does it get a day?
Everything gets a day.
Flat tire day.
And by the way, normally on the days, there's like seven of these things. The only thing today is plum pudding. It's the only national day.
It also just kind of, I have images of it, but it looks like a mound of turd.
It gets its own day?
Yeah, it's its own day.
Was it Abe Lincoln's favorite dessert or something?
Maybe.
I mean,
that does sound like
coincides.
Something you would have in the 1800s, because everything was terrible in the 1800s.
I'm just trying to piece things together after the shot comment earlier.
Now, bread pudding on the other hand. Like, bread pudding is delightful. Like, I'll go bread pudding. This is going to be a bit of a controversial statement. Bread pudding, top three dessert.
Now, I'm going to say this. I think bread pudding is the most like NFL front offices of any dessert, because you get the widest range.
Yes.
A bad bread pudding is throw it in the garbage.
It's inedible.
Awful.
Yeah.
A good bread pudding is really, really spectacular.
That's a good analogy.
There is Gordon Ramsay's
Thank
restaurant.
You. I do this for a living.
Gordon Ramsay's restaurant in Vegas, I forget what it is. I think it might be called Hell's Kitchen. But, you know, the
oh,
angry
yeah,
British
I know,
guy.
I know who you're talking about.
He's always calling people the C word.
I'm an idiot sandwich.
Yeah.
No, I mean, yeah.
He has a bread pudding at his place. Oh, my God. It might be the best thing that I've ever had touch my lips. It is so freaking good. I'm telling you, it's a game changer. You don't even want to eat when you're there. They're known for their beef. He's a beef Wellington guy.
Yes.
I will only eat half of the beef Wellington because I want to save room for a second bread pudding. It's that good.
Okay.
It's a top three dessert for me.
Okay.
But you're right. When done poorly,
it's disastrous.
Someone heard that I like bread pudding, and I didn't know this person, but they knew my gal, and so they made a bread pudding,
and it was awful.
And then so she brought it home, and it had to go in the trash.
Cornbread is like this too.
Yeah,
I make really, really, really good cornbread.
But 70% of cornbread is dry and not good.
I inherited it through marriage.
Yeah.
An African-American woman, and that's the way that goes. You got to learn to make a good cornbread.
Yeah.
So I learned how to make a good cornbread. I didn't know cornbread was good until I got in the current relationship. I'm married to the current relationship in. Prior to that, I thought cornbread was disgusting and dry.
You can't be in the culture with a bad cornbread.
I make the cornbread for the cornbread stuffing for Thanksgiving.
Kind of cornbread thing?
Or? I can make a jalapeno cornbread. I make really good cornbread.
I like some jalapenos on my cornbread.
Yeah, I can make you a jalapeno cornbread.
By the way, the weather, it's coming. Today, enjoy it. It's cold as balls today, but it's nice and sunny. And I guess starting tomorrow afternoon, it's coming in, and it's not going to be good. They're saying Thursday and Friday, the weather impact alert days. So starting tomorrow about 3-4 o'clock, here's where the scary part comes in. The snow turns into the rain turns into the ice. We're probably not going to get above freezing. So tomorrow and Friday morning commutes, can we just say be safe out there?
I'm going to be super pissed if I come in and fill in to do the show and then it's horrible and it takes me 6 hours to get
It's entirely possible.
I'm not going
to
be
happy. Well, the boss has stated, so tomorrow morning I don't think it's supposed to hit yet. I think tomorrow morning the commute's supposed to be okay.
There will be a morning show.
Yeah, so there will be a morning show, and then they said the rest of the shows will be an evaluation process.
You see what I did there?
Yeah, I see what
that
you
was
did.
A veteran move.
Yeah, you're setting up.
I was setting up the schedule right there. Yeah.
Namek's already doing the hey, just so you know, man, if it starts coming down tomorrow, I'm not coming in. Because it does suck.
Well, I'm sitting in Rob's seat and I very quickly inherited his vibes. So it's like, yo, if the weather's bad,
I ain't gonna
be here.
No one wants to get stuck in here. And I'll tell you right now. If they say the freezing rain is coming at 4, and that's kind of what they're saying right now.
Yeah, no.
We have no business being here at 7.
That would be really bad. That would be a huge problem.
Getting here is not going to be a problem. Getting home at 7:30, crossing bridges, and I have to cross several of them, I'll tell you this right now.
It's going to be another wine chicken night for
Stuke. If Matt Cifino, if the Zafro comes on is like, hey, buckle up, the freezing rain is coming at 4:30, guess who won't be here at 4:30?
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This guy.
Do you remember that time Tyson Alger, and maybe I'm the only one that, you know, he writes the I-5 corridor, he covers the Timbers and Ducks. He does a great job.
Yeah.
You should subscribe. He got stuck in it and like live blogged it, and it took him some ungodly amount of hours.
Wasn't it from the I-5 corridor too? Wasn't he like on
I-5? Yeah. But it took him like 18 hours or something to get home.
Well, I think that was a Chad Dewing had one of these too.
It's insane.
Dewing
like,
lives
I'm
over
not getting
in
stuck
Vancouver,
in
and I think it took him like 13, 14. Now, that was the night that I held up at my buddy's place and we got drunk and had wine chicken because he lives right over here.
You mean Side the streets. Time weather forced you to get drunk and have chicken?
That's true.
Okay. Yes.
Look, I'm not going to lie. There are
That's that time I got drunk and had chicken. You mean yesterday?
Well, the Reel 'Em In does have a delightful, it's walking distance from its house, and it has delightful chicken and plenty of tasty beverages.
I just like the way you phrase, oh, that was that time I got drunk at my buddy's house and had chicken.
Yes.
Okay.
So be careful on the morning commute. They are saying that we could get some snow, but the bad stuff, snow shouldn't derail you. So we're going to get some snow tomorrow morning, allegedly.
Yeah, if you get a little snow and you suddenly can't drive.
Yes.
You suck.
But the freezing rain is nothing to mess with.
Right.
And supposedly, what we're hearing right now, the freezing rain tomorrow afternoon into the early evening. And that's the stuff you got to be careful with. So let's all slow down. Be mindful of it. And let's not all lose our ass. And hopefully none of this comes to fruition. But supposedly, it's on its way.
Stay home. Make a stellar bread pudding. And a hunker down for the gap in sports.
Someone on the fan text line did just send in the Gordon Ramsay recipe for the bread pudding. So
Whoa.
Sue has something to do tomorrow,
you know,
in case of no show.
What if I made it? Because I actually like to make stuff every once in a while. Pretty good.
You won't be able to recreate
If I
that.
Gordon Ramsay'd this and it's delicious, like as good.
Yeah. It won't.
Will you be? Will
When's
you be
the
proud
last time you made something and it was as good as the restaurant that's known for it? That doesn't happen.
Yeah, every time.
No,
my Italian.
But it reminds you a little bit of that one.
You remember that one time? This looks the same before you take a bite.
Yeah,
that kind of thing. Okay.
I'm just saying, if you're looking for a good bread pudding, that Gordon Ramsay bread pudding. Oh my God! And it's not traditional bread pudding. It's his take on it. It is. So good. And it was built up for me as this. And then when I got there, I was like, yeah, they didn't lie.
Interesting.
Speaking of snow, we've got some bad snow news coming from a different part of the state. We've got some outdoor concerts coming and then some bad news coming out of some church organizations. So we'll see what we can get to as we come back for a second segment of In the News. Then we move on to the Hot 5 at 5 primetime right here on The Fan.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.